Mexico suspends 13 casinos, citing international money laundering allegations. Mexico suspended operations at 13 casinos on Wednesday, saying the venues were part of a scheme that laundered millions of dollars to accounts overseas. Authorities allege complex laundering scheme. Federal security officials and tax prosecutors say the closures are the result of a month-long investigation that uncovered alleged networks funneling illicit funds through gaming venues into foreign bank accounts and tax havens. Security Secretary Omar Garcia Harfuch told reporters the 13 companies targeted in the operation showed ties to organized crime, but he added that those links did not automatically equate to direct cartel ownership of the businesses. Grisel Galeano, Mexico's top tax prosecutor, described a method investigators say was used to obscure the money's origin. The operation typically began with a stolen identity, she said. Vulnerable people, students, retirees, homemakers, were issued prepaid electronic cards or codes by unknown intermediaries. They would place even small bets, and the casino systems would then be used to record large, fabricated wins tied to those identities. Funds were routed to front companies abroad, placed in tax havens, and in many instances, reintroduced into Mexico through casino networks or related firms. Officials said two of the properties implicated belonged to Grupo Salinas, the diversified conglomerate controlled by businessman Ricardo Salinas Pliego. Grupo Salinas issued a brief statement denying any involvement in illegal activity and accusing authorities of political harassment. The company said it would cooperate with regulators while reserving the right to challenge administrative actions in court. Mexican authorities also signaled that the inquiry crossed borders. Investigators worked with counterparts in the United States and other jurisdictions as part of the probe, officials said, pointing to the increasingly transnational character of financial crime investigations involving high-value gaming transactions. Industry reaction and international cooperation. The suspensions have raised fresh questions about compliance and oversight in Mexico's gambling sector, which grew rapidly after the liberalization of certain gaming rules in recent years. Gaming operators and compliance advisors warned that persistent gaps in identity verification and transaction monitoring make casinos attractive avenues for criminal actors seeking to launder funds. Casinos are cash-intensive by nature, and without robust customer due diligence and real-time anti-money laundering AML controls, they can be exploited, said an independent AML consultant who reviewed the public details of the case. This operation underscores the need for stricter controls on prepaid instruments and clearer responsibilities for operators when third parties use customers' identities. Regulatory authorities in Mexico have broad powers to suspend licenses and freeze operations while investigations proceed. Industry groups are likely to push for expedited judicial review where companies dispute the findings. At the same time, financial regulators in Washington and elsewhere have signaled growing interest in cooperation with Mexican counterparts on cross-border money laundering enforcement. Legal analysts note the case could prompt renewed scrutiny of Mexico's regulatory framework for casinos, including potential updates to anti-money laundering rules, customer identification procedures, and reporting obligations for high-value transactions. The Financial Action Task Force, FATF, and regional watchdogs have repeatedly emphasized casinos as a vulnerable sector for predicate offenses that feed into transnational laundering schemes. Possible outcomes for operators and regulators. If authorities move from administrative suspensions to criminal charges, operators could face prolonged closures, heavy fines, and civil forfeiture actions tied to seized assets. Conversely, Companies that can demonstrate robust AML compliance and transparent corporate governance may avoid long-term penalties, but still confront reputational damage and increased oversight. For regulators, the episode presents both a challenge and an opportunity to tighten enforcement and close regulatory loopholes while engaging international partners to trace complex money flows. As the investigation continues, casinos, banks, and payment providers operating in Mexico will be watching closely for any new guidance or rule changes from Mexican authorities and international bodies that aim to curb abuse of the gaming sector.